Good morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Parkinson from The Living Room. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Well, first off, before we talk about The Living Room's actually most important event of the year happening on Sunday, July 27th, tell us a little bit about The Living Room and what it does.
Sure, I'd love to. The Living Room is in its 21st year of providing services to homeless women and children here in Sonoma County. We are on the grounds of the Church of the Incarnation in downtown Santa Rosa. We serve about 1,200 women and children per year. We serve meals. We have computers. We give referrals to various other resources in the county. And we give away daily necessities. We have a mix of women who are in the shelters at night but are outside in the day, women who are living in their cars, and women who are just straight up camping out.
And basically, this is 7 days a week, 365 days a year, right?
Well, we're open Monday through Friday, actually, but it is pretty much every day of the year.
Sure. The other 2 days, you're preparing for those 5 days.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So this event coming up is called An Afternoon Affair. It's Sunday the 27th, 2 to 4:30 p.m. on the grounds of Pythian House. That's 1001 Pythian Road at Highway 12 in Santa Rosa. So what's the event going to be like?
The event is going to be beautiful, and it is July 27th, just so that we're clear on the date. It is an amazing piece of property with redwoods and lawns, koi pond, beautiful patios, and of course the old turn of the century house that is on the property. We're pouring wine. We have catering by Park Avenue Catering. We have live music. We have a great silent auction. We've managed to snag a bunch of getaways this time. So we have five or six nice little vacation options available for the auction.
Give us an example of those.
We have one up in Crater Lake. We have a two-day stay actually at the Pythian House Cottage there in Kenwood. We have one in Hawaii. So we're just about any place you want to go, we have something available.
You get a lot of support from the community for The Living Room. Can you cite some people who have been particularly important in keeping you going?
Sure. The Children's Speedway Charities helps us out. There are several donor-advised funds that are managed through Community Foundation of Sonoma County that help us out. We have a lot of in-kind donations from various organizations, a lot of the wineries. We have Rodney Strong, Calistoga Ranch, Sagacio, St. Francis Wineries helping us out. But really, our main supporters are individuals. Our average donation is something like $30. And it's a little more work tracking so many people. But as even in the headlines today, one of the agencies kind of blindsided by a government grant not coming through. We only get less than 10% of our funding from government sources, and everything else is community support. These fundraisers are really our lifeblood.
I might note that there's going to be also a fine jewelry raffle donated by E.R. Sawyer. And the Sawyers, in my knowledge, in all the years I've spent in Sonoma County, can be depended upon to support groups just like yours.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. They not only donate the jewelry for the raffle, but Amy Van Dyke, who's one of the owners of E.R. Sawyer, actually is quite active in putting our auction together. And it's not just her. She brings in the whole family. The kids are
great.
There. The whole group is very supportive for us.
That's great. Hooray for the Sawyers. Mm-hmm. And hooray for you, Cheryl, for doing the work that you do and for coming in here and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Let's remind people once again that this is the major fundraiser for the Living Room Center. It's Sunday, July 27th, 2 to 4:30 p.m., a nice Sunday afternoon event at Pythian House on 1001 Pythian Road in Santa Rosa. For information, go to thelivingroomsc.org or on the telephone 579-0138. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.